Malkai.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm coming from Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a national survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will not vote?
Oh, I would definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
52.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
Oh, my race. White.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think I'm independent at this point.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I am very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Of who?
Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
Do I approve her or disapprove? Are you asking that?
Yep. Do you approve or disapprove the job she is doing as Congresswoman?
I approve.
Okay. And would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? Could be protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, climate change, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, protecting social security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads. You can select up to two.
I would say climate change and can I just pick one? I would say climate change is the top one.
Okay.
Most important.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. Let's start with Joe Kent. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
That would be 0. That's okay. Least favorable, right? Yeah, 0.
Understand. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, Joe Biden, I'm probably coming in about 25.
Thank you, sir. The next one is Donald Trump.
Oh, he's 0.
Thank you. Next one, Dave Reichert.
I'm not familiar with him.
Thank you. Mary Glossy Camperis.
I'd say I'm about 50 with her.
Thank you. What about Bob Ferguson?
Bob, yeah, I'd say he's about 80.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Well, I'm about 40.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
Oh, zero.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
You know, I'm disappointed with both of them. I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kent or Mary Glossin Kent Perez?
Mary Glossin Kent Perez.
Thank you, sir. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Would you say third chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not a chance at all?
Never, not a chance at all.
Thank you. I would like you to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Please tell me from 0 to 10 how important that attribute is for you. Let being 0 not important at all to 10 extremely important. You can use any number. Let's start with someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. From 0 to 10, how important it is.
Oh, I'd say 10. Very important.
Thank you. What about a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
Oh, I'd say 10. Very important.
Thank you. A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right?
That's 0. I'd say that's really not important.
Okay. Someone who will stand up the attack on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF?
That's very important. I'd say 10.
Thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics from 0 to 10.
Oh, I'd say that's very important. I'd say that's a 10.
Okay. And a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
I'd say that would be an 8.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Mary Glossin Kent Perez. Please rate from 0 to 10. If it's a very convincing reason to support her or not, being 0, not convincing reason at all, and 10, very convincing reason. Let's start with Mary is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democrat Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her and did what she thought was the best for our district. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
I'd give it a 5.
Thank you. Mary shows up, she listens to our community, and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
I'd say that's, I'd give that an 8.
Thank you. And in February of 2020, Mary miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
Oh, I'd say that's convincing, number 10.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people may change their minds. Let me ask you one more time. If the election of Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kent or Mary Glossin Kent Perez?
I'd vote for Congressman Perez.
Thank you. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about Joe Kent. Please tell me from 0 to 10 if that statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent with a 10, or 0 that you don't have any doubts about supporting him. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with the criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State. From 0 to 10, how many doubts do you have to support him?
10, I would not support him.
Okay. The next one says, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is extremist partisan. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Oh, I'd say 10.
Thank you, sir. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Oh, less likely.
Thank you. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress in your own words?
Most convincing? He's endorsed by Donald Trump, and I just know that he's a fascist.
Thank you so much, sir. And just a few statistical questions for the last few questions just for statistical purposes. May
yes.
Please know what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, I'm a college graduate.
Thank you, sir. Are you married?
BS degree. No, I'm single.
Okay. Single, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very liberal.
Thank you, sir. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several years? Hardly ever or never?
Oh, never.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. Hope that you have a great day, okay?
And what's the organization that's collecting this data?
We are calling for the Opinion Washington Service. We're an independent research company.
Oh, okay. And are you,
well, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.